Okay, we're holding on Erevin Mem Chet with the very bottom of Mem Zayin and Bet. I'm talking about here. We're talking about different ways to partition two tchumen. Tane Rabbi Chia, Cherim Shebein Tchume Shabbat. If you have a fish net that's between two tchumim Shabbat in the water, Tzarach Mechitza Shabbar Zeh Lahasiko. Right, so you need an iron partition to divide the two sides of water together to serve as to properly partition each area from each other in order to continue to use the water that's on your side. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina kind of mocked that opinion, not because he was trying to mock the Shita, but because he doubted that that Shita was actually really stated by Rabbi Chia. My time of Kamachayech. Now, why did he mock it? Why did he assume it's not an authentic Shita? Ilay Mishum Natani like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lachumra, Ihu Sevir like Rabbanan Lakula Mishum Lekasavar Lakula Man Natani Lachumra Mechayechale. Is it because that he paskins Lachumra when it comes to this domain, but he himself would paskin Lakula? Well, just because he paskins Lakula, he's going to mock a Shita that's more machmir than his. That doesn't make any sense. It's a valid Shita that's more machmir than his. His is a valid Shita that's more makil. It's no reason to mock one another. No, rather, that it's because the whole concept that water would be bound by these laws is foolish. Because the water has the domain of whoever draws it. It's not considered to be an independent domain that is bound by the normal restrictions on a domain. But how do you know? Maybe he's talking about collected water, about still water, water that's staying in one place. It's only about flowing water that we don't bind it by the normal property domains. Ela mishum dekatani. Rather, here's why he mocked it. Because we taught tzarich mechita shel barzel lafsiko. Right, umay shna kanim dilo de'ayli behu maya shel barzel nami ayli behu maya. Right, we thought that we need an iron partition to separate between the water. Well, what's so special about an iron partition? Is it because why is it so different than a partition made of reeds? Is it because water would seep through a partition of reeds? Well, water would also seep through the partition of iron. So whatever reason that you would have for establishing davka, meaning you're being unnecessarily specific in the type of mechitza that you're asking for when it has no advantage to all other forms of mechitzas. That's why he thought it was a bit of a silly shita. Or maybe what he was saying is, this is what it's needed, but there's no way of accomplishing it. Ela mishum dekal hu shekilu chamim b'mayim. Kidei Rabbi Tavla deba mine Rabbi Tavla merav shetatir bechurva mechita tuliya ma'u shetatir bechurva. No, rather because water, is a particularly makil case, because the chachamim more makil when it came to water to allow people to access it. Right, as we taught that we asked about a hanging wall, whether a hanging wall could serve as a proper position to permit carrying in a ruin. And he responded, no, a hanging wall is only permitted and to allow carrying within water, because the chachamim were just particularly makil when it came to water. Okay, back to the Mishnah, the chachamim say that you only have four amon. Rabbi Yehuda, isn't Rabbi Yehuda shita the Tanakama shita? Rabbi Yehuda who allows four, the Tanakama who allows four. Right, Amar Rava Shmona al Shmona Ikamanaihu. Right, no, rather Tanakama doesn't only allow four; it allows four in each direction, which essentially is like saying that you allow eight. Tananamiachi Yesh lo Shmona shel Shmona diRumeir. And similarly, we taught in a Braita that Rumeir allows; it says explicitly 8x8. He doesn't just say four in every direction; it says 8x8. And if you let it go four to your right and four to your left, four up and four down, it's really 8x8 and not 4x4. Amar Rava Machloket Lahala Chavalatato diRehakol. Arba amot in fei lo. By the way, this machlokah only exists by walking, but when it comes to carrying, everyone agrees that you have a maximum of four, but no more. Hani arba amot hecha ketiva. How exactly do we derive that it's four amot davka? Keretanya shavu ish tachta. When it comes to Shabbat, the bright thought when it comes to Shabbat, the pasuk says that a person must sit in his own place. Ketachtav, he must be in his own place. V'chametachtav. Now, what constitutes his own place? Guva shol shemod ve'ama kedei l'shod yadav v'raglav. Well, his body takes up about 3 amot, and if he wants to spread his arms and legs, so to stretch his arms and legs, it's going to take up a total of 4 amot. If it's a marriage shita, how we get to 4 amot? Ruyud amar guva shol shalosh. Amor va'amah kadesh shitol chavas mitachem miragotav miragotav umaniach tachem miroshotav. Right, and so he's in a place of, he occupies a place of 3. But if you want to be able to move around something, like to move something from underneath your legs to underneath your head, you're going to need an additional amah in order to move these things. Ma'abinayhu, what's the practical difference between the 3 shitas of how we get to 4? Ikabinayhu arba amah b'tzimot. The question is whether it's exactly 4 and absolutely no more. Or whether you have a little bit more than 4. See, well, actually, there's a debate about who would need more than 4, but it seems that the pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda allows exactly 4, or Meir allows something a little bit more than 4, in order to properly stretch out your arms and legs. Amar lev sharchi alibere, so Sharchi said this, Kiyad le kamidur of papa, ba'i mine arba amocha amru, b'amba dide yavinan le, o ba'amachal hektish yavinan le. So Mishashi said to his son, when you go before Rapapa, I want you to ask him the following question. These 4 amot that we're talking about personalized amot, basically based on his arm size, or we're talking about a standard amot that we use in the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Im amar lecha amot shel hektish yavinan leim, og melek habasha ma dehe alav, im amar lecha ba'amot didei yavinan leim, im alei, my time, look at ani legabe, yasham roko lefi mashe hu adam. So, and if he wants to say that we follow personalized amot, then what do we do with Og Melech Habashan, who's so enormous, if you want to follow the amot of Hekdish, so what do you do when it comes to Og Melech Habashan, who's so enormous, he can't fit into 4 Hekdish amot, or other people who are giant like Og. And if he wants to say that it's personalized, and that's so Og has no problem, then why wasn't it taught in an explicit Mishnah that spoke about Yesh Amru Hakol Afi Mashahu Adam, right? That there are specific measurements that go not in accordance with objective terminology, but in personalized terminology based on the size of the person. But this rule of the Amot was not taught in that Mishnah that was based on the size of the person. So it would clearly be lacking. Ki Atel Kamid Rapapa Amar Le'e Idakin Kuleha. So when he came to before Rapapa and asked a question, Rapapa says, you know, if we were so exact, we would never be able to teach anything. Meaning, just because I think what it means to say is just because we taught in one place that these are the measurements that are personalized, that doesn't mean that we're covering every single theoretical measurement that could ever exist, or that, you know, in every possible situation. We're saying these are some of the big measurements that are personalized. And so he's saying is, if we were so exacting in all of our terminology, we'd never be able to teach anything, because everything has an exception. And so we'd never be allowed to teach a general rule, even if 99.9% of the cases, maybe there's one case and one daf gemara that we're not considering, and, you know, one principle that we're not considering, and we'd never be able to teach anything with in absolute nature. So great, you found the one example, you found the one exception, but we'd never be able to teach anything properly if we had to be so particular that we couldn't say this is the rule if there's one exception that exists somewhere, right? But still, he gave him an answer. But really, to give you an answer, we are talking about personalized amos. Right, and we are talking about personalized amot. And if you're wondering why we didn't teach it in the Mishnah with the other personalized amot, because it's not an absolute din. Because sometimes you have a person who needs to rely on standardized amot. Because if you have a person, let's say, who is a normal sized person, but he has dwarfed limbs, then he can't fit inside of his own amah. And therefore, we allow him to rely upon the objective measurements of the amah shel hektish. But because it's not absolutely every single time, it's personalized, and sometimes we rely on the objective version of an amah. That's why we didn't teach it in that Mishnah, to answer your question. Hayushnaim. Miktzat amotav shel zeh. So back to the Mishnah of people who were in a period of overlapping amot. Lama leilameimar lama davar dome. So interesting. If you remember the Mishnah, we taught that okay, you have 3 people, one with overlapping in both of the 2 side people's amot, but the 2 people on either side cannot interact with each other. And then we got a case. What's this similar to? 3 people in adjacent chatzero. And you gotta wonder, why do we need the case of something of what is this similar to? Why do we need to bring this into the Mishnah? What is this similar to? We know what it's similar to. And, you know, similarly, the case of the 3 chatzerot is just as similar to this case, and yet by the case in the Mishnah of the 3 chatzerot, we don't teach this case, right? So we like to bring, you know, we like to bring similar cases up in the Mishnah. No, we just teach our case in the Mishnah. No, this is what Rabbi Shimon wants to say to the Chamin. He says, you know, this case of the 3 people in the uh, in, in, in the in their four amot right next to each other is similar to the case of three people in adjacent chatzerot. Ma'ay shna hatam dipalgitu, ma'ay shna hacha dilopalgitu. So what's so different about that case where you argue on me, or in this case, you agree with me? I mean, in this case, you're not arguing. But that case is very similar, and you do argue. So he's not saying, what is this case similar to, just to kind of, you know, give you a frame of reference. He's saying, there you argue with me, here you don't. Why? It's the same case. What the Rabbanan would say is, there, by the Chatzero, there are a lot of members. And so, when there are a lot of members, we're going to be concerned that we cannot properly stop all the side members from carrying into areas that they're not allowed to be carrying into, and that's why we're machmer and say that we can't that we just can't let them the side areas carry into one another. However, here there are only three people that we're dealing with, and so we can be more precautious about who's carrying where, and be a little bit more permitting in terms of who can bring things into what area, how the middle person can carry into the two side areas. But the two side areas cannot bring into each other. It's only when you have a lot of people that we kind of lose track about who's carrying where, and we get concerned, and we have to be more machmer. Right. So back to the Mishnah, talking about the two outer people in their amot not being able to interact with each other. Well, why not? But once they have established their eruvin with the middle person, then aren't they all one large domain? No, we're talking about a case where the middle person puts his eruv on the right side and puts his eruv on the left side, essentially, making an absolute split between the two side eruvin, right? So the person on the right side has no eruv with the left side. The person on the left side has no eruv with the right side. It's the person in the middle who has an eruv with both, two different eruvim with both. Rav Shishan Amar, Filotema should not know eruv emtsai. Rav Shishan says, no, even if you say you put an eruv in the middle, so they all do have a common eruv. Kigon, should not nuha b'shnei batin. Right? We're talking about a case where you put that eruv in two different homes. Right? So if you have two different homes, and the homes are in the middle, so you have a chatzer, you know, a person in the middle, chatzer in the middle, two chatzer on the right and the left. And you place it, the eruv in the middle, but the person on the right and the person on the left put it in two different homes. That doesn't work to allow the person on the right and the person on the left to interact. Come on, now whose sheet does this follow? Kibet Shaman, must follow Kibet Shaman. Sheet the Tanya, willing to write that, Chamish Shagavu et eruvin. So five people who are splitting one eruv, v'natnu b'shnei kelim, but they put it in two different vessels. Beit Shammai omrim ein eruv eruv. It doesn't work. It doesn't count. They're not allowed to interact with one another. Beit Hillel omrim eruv eruv. Beit Hillel says even two different kelim, even if the five foods from the five different people are clicked in two different kelim, it still works. I feel the same Beit Hillel, right? Well, the Gemara says no. Even you could say the Beit Hillel, that this follows Beit Hillel shita about the two external people not being able to share an eruv because they're in two different houses. Adkan lo kamar Beit Hillel hatam ela b'shnei kelim v'ayachar v'al b'shnei batim lo. So Beit Hillel only says it works as an eruv if you have two vessels in one home that shares a common domain and allows all five people to interact. But if you're talking about eruvim in two different houses entirely, that's not going to work as an eruv. Amar lever achabre derav avia lerav ashi. Rav Huda Kasha, Rav Shishit Kasha. I can pose a difficulty for Rav Huda Shita, and I can pose a difficulty for Rav Shishit Shita. Rav Huda Kasha, the Amar Kigon Shinatna, I'm sorry, Eruv Zov, Eruv Zov. So Rav Huda is difficult because he's talking about a case where the middle person put an Eruv on either side. Kivan da Erva, I'm sorry, Bahade Chitona, Bahavi Lechada, Gihad Rava Arva, Bahade Idach, Shlichuta Avda. Right, since let's say the middle person, right, put up an Eruv on the right side, in which case he can join now his Chatzer, his area, with the area of the person to the right of him. And now they're one area. Now it's him and the guy on the right sharing a single property there together. And then he goes and puts an eruv on the left of him. But he's not blocking off the first guy from the second guy. What he's doing is now he's sharing the already shared property between him and the guy on the right with the guy on the left, and everyone should share a property together. That's clearly difficult for Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who believes that he's blocking them off from each other. Rav Sheshet Kashya, similarly difficult for Rav Sheshet, they have a kamichamisha shesharuyin b'chatzer echad, right? Because how would you be allowed to carry? How would one person be allowed to carry within the right side of him and the left side of him? Right? If you have people who are left out of this arrangement, and whenever you have a group of people who are left, whenever you have a group of people splitting a chatzer, and one person's left out of the arrangement, that one person who takes away his portion basically makes it an usher for everyone. So how does it Rav Sheshet believes that Rav Sheshet, who believes that he can move freely amongst the property, shouldn't, because if you leave one person out, then that seems to negate the entire permissibility for carrying. Amarle Rav Ashi, lo, Rav Yehuda, kasha, lo, Rav Sheshet, kasha. Rav Ashi, I'm going to explain how it's not difficult for Rav Yehuda, and it's not difficult for Rav Sheshet, shita. Rav Yehuda, lo, kasha, kivan, de irvala, and tzoy, ba'adi, chitzona, ushtaim, chitzona, ba'adi, dadi, lo, irvu, galiadate, divya, nichale, ba'ha, lo, nichale. Right? So, since, not difficult for Yehuda Shita, because since the middle person made his Eruvim with the two side people, but the side people did not make Eruvim with each other, what they've said by what they've revealed their dot, that they are happy with having an Eruv with the person in the middle, but they're not happy with having an Eruv with a person on the other side. And if they were happy, they would have made an Eruv with him, right? So through their lack of action, through their lack of Eruv with each other, what they're showing is, I wanted this first Eruv to work for me and this person, but I didn't want the second Eruv to work for me and the third person. Similar to scientific for Rav Sheshet, Imram Diurin Laakel, Yomu Diurin Laachmer, this whole din about the multiple Diurin, the five Diurin existing in one Chatzer together, that was a Kula of the Chachamim to allow different people to move about. And now you're going to say that this Kula of the Chachamim, who said that five people can all share a Chatzer, is going to come about to be a Chumrah, because if one person's not involved, then it's going to nullify the whole thing. No, this whole structure that allowed five people to live together in one Chatzer was a big Kula, and we're not going to now allow it to flip into a Chumrah, because the Chachamim were being makil here by even allowing it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zo Divi Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Yehuda Rav says this is essentially the Shita of Shimon, of Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah that allowed carrying between the, where the Mishnah allowed the middle guy to carry in between the two outer areas. That's the Shita of Rav Shimon. Chachamim Omrim Rashut Achat, Mishameshet l'shtei rishuyot, aval shtei rishuyot mishameshot rishut echad mishameshet l'shtei rishuyot, aval lo shtei rishuyot mishameshet rishut echad. So the Chachamim say that one person who has a domain, two people who have a domain can split a third domain. Right, so two independent domains can kind of use the third common domain evenly, but one person with a domain cannot use two different domains evenly. Right, so that's seemingly not like the Mishnah suggests. Right, so the Shita that says that the middle guy can use the right and the left chatzerot must be Rabbi Shimon's Shita, because the Chachamim say that the middle guy cannot use both Rashut on the right and the left of him. Rather, only the two outer ones should be able to use the middle one. Ki Amrita Kamei Deshmuel. Amar Li, when I said this to Shmuel, he said to me as follows, Av Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon. No, even this about the two outer ones using the inner one and not the inner one using the outer one, this is also the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Chachamim Omrim Shloshtan Asur, where the Chachamim said that actually all three are usur to one another and cannot move about at all. Tanya Kavadeder of Yehuda, Alibet Shmuel. Now that, which Shmuel stated, this is actually Rabbi Shimon's Shita about the two outer ones using the inner one. I have a Braita to support the fact that this is, that Shmuel is correct, and then that's what Rabbi Shimon's Shita is. Amar Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon said, Lama Dever Domet, to what is this case about the Amot comparable? Right, the cases where you have three courtyards adjacent to one another and open to the Rishit Rabbim. Evru Shtaim Imaim Tzai, Zomiv Yom Tokh Bede. If the outer two chatzerot make eruvin with the inner chatzerot, so each one can bring in their food and eat, zom chazer mutar l'toch beita, zom chazer mutar l'toch beita, and each one can return his leftovers to his home. The Chachamim say that all three of them are forbidden to move about, and since in this Shita, Rabbi Shimon did not talk about the middle guy bringing his food into the two side chatzerot. He only talked about the two side chatzerot bringing their food into the middle. Clearly, or rather, it didn't talk about the middle chatzer bringing his food in. It only talked about the two side chatzerot bringing his food in. Clearly, Rabbi Shimon is not of the opinion that the middle one can use the two rishuot. Rather, only that the two rishuot can use the middle one. So that seems to lend support to Shmuel Shita, that's actually Rabbi Shimon's position, and not the Chachamim's position, whereas the Chachamim's position is all three of them are usher one to the other because they don't have a common area that works for everyone. And by the way, while we're at it, we'll mention Vazel Shmuel Adame, that Shmuel, in his assessment of Rabbi Shimon's Shita, follows his own his reasoning elsewhere. Damar Shmuel, Chata Sheben Shneim Vod, Erva Im Shneim, Asura Im Shneim, right, that if you have a Chatzer, a courtyard in between two mavois, two alleyways, and you made an eruv with both of them, you can't go into either mavoi. You didn't determine which mavoi you're going into. You made an eruv with both of them. you're not allowed to go into either one. Lo ivrim shneihem oseret al shneihem. But if he didn't make an eruv with either one of them, then what he's making is he's making the members of that alleyway usher to come into him. Right? So that Shmuel Shita, as it comes to a chatzer in between two mavois, when it comes to if he has an eruv with both of them, then they both can come into him, but he can't go into them. Right? Whereas if he doesn't make an eruv with either of them, then even they can't come into him. But that clearly reflects the Shita, that Shmuel's explanation of Rabbi Shimon's Shita, when it comes to the middle chatzer not using the two outside chatzer, but the two outside chatzer using the middle chatzer. And a couple more qualifications when it comes to these eruvim, the eruv chaser and the eruvim mavo. If one of the areas, one of the mavois, you're accustomed to walking down, and one of the mavois you're not accustomed to walking down, zeresh regila bo aser, avzeresh ein regila bo mutter. Right, the mavoi that you're accustomed to walking in is going to be aser to you, and the one that you're not accustomed to walking in is going to be mutter to you. And the reason for that is that if the members of the chatzer are generally only walk down one alleyway, that's considered to be really their designated alleyway, and the fact that you didn't make an eruv with them shows that that is the area that you that you intended to cut off from yourself. Okay, here's another stipulation. Amar Rav Huna irva im she'en regilavo. If you davka made an eruv with the one that you do not generally walk down, hutar regila le'atzmo. So that mavoi they're allowed to. They're allowed to walk about their own mavoi. Sorry, if the chatzer makes an eruv with the alleyway they don't generally use, what they're saying is that they're disassociating with the alley that they do generally use, and so the alley they do generally use is not connected to the chatzer, in which case the alley that they generally use is now permitted to stroll about themselves because they're not considered connected to the chatzer that would make them aser. Another qualification, Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel im erva regila la'atzmo. If the mavoi they normally walk by establishes its own erev, v'zeshe einu regila bo lo erev, and the alleyway they do not generally walk in does not make an erev for themselves, v'hi atzma lo erva, and that mavoi itself didn't make an erev, dochinota etzel she'einu regila bo, we put the chatzer with the mavoi that they're not generally accustomed to use, chonze kofin al midat stone. Because in this example, in this case, we force people not to follow the midat of stone. The midat of stone is, even if it doesn't hurt me, I'm not going to help you. And in this case, the mavoi can allow themselves to walk within the mavoi, and they can allow themselves to walk within the mavoi, and allow the middle chatzer to also use their mavoi. And it doesn't hurt them to allow the middle chatzer to use their mavoi, because it doesn't hurt any, because it doesn't stop them from moving. They basically have the option. They can act in a way that allows them to move about wherever they want, and act in a way that allows them to move about whatever they want, and allows the middle chatzer to move about whatever they want. So if they acted in a way that allows them to move about wherever they want, but not to also permit the chatzer to move about properly, what we do is we force the chatzer people to join with the people of the mavoi, because it doesn't hurt either one of them. They're only gaining and not hurting, and that's the midot of stone that we do not allow people to practice. We'll stop here.